We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud Toshima. We have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If someone goes away to Medinas Yam, could his wife demand Mezainis? Or according to Shmuel, we're worried that maybe Tzori Atvasa. So we had already four different prices, cash from Mishnayas prices, and we answered three of them. We answered Shom by Shemais, and the third one we answered Shom by Shemais Hapi Erecha. Now we're up to Toshima. Hayivama Shloisha Chadoshim Harishayin Mezainis Mishal Bayla. Yivama, whose husband dies, obviously. And she's waiting for Yibum. Since the first 3 months she can't do Yibum because there's a din called Havchana, they want to make sure that she's not pregnant from the first husband. Therefore, she's really Meshuvah, she can't get married because of the first husband. Therefore, she gets Mezainis from the first husband's estate. Mekam Ve'elech, after that, so then she's really supposed to do Yibum now. So, Ein Mezainis Lo Mishal Baila, Lo Mishal Yavam. She doesn't eat Mezainis from the Baila, not from the Yavam. Oma Bedin. They went to Beis Din to see if the Yavam is Chayav and Yibum, and they paskin either do Chalitza or Yibum. So now she's Me'ukav, she can't get married because of the Yavam. So the lach is that if the Yavam runs away, or Barak, then Zainis Mishal Yavam. You get Zainis from the Yavam, it's like a Knas. It's a word in the Gemara that it's a Knas, that because he is holding her back, therefore he has to give her Zainis. But what do you see? That even though he's away, Barak, he ran away, the lach is that you have to support her with Mezainis. So you see, even when the husband's away, he's mechuyev. You're not worried about Tzori Atvasa or Tzimai Zedach within Esaich. Amalach Shmuel, of course it's not Shver. Levai Nechah, so what's the chashash over here? Lahai. Even from Tzori, if you're worried that he might have given her money for Mezainis, let me cover that to Gabbah. They're not so close that he's going to give her money for Mezainis. Even from Maisi Adel, I ain't tying up because of the Maisi Adel, let me stop it. At this point, she is not mechuyev to give him Maisida anyway. There's no way he can make that up with her. Her Maisida go to her herself anyway. The Ochi of Mezainis is a Knas. So what to worry about? He has to give Mezainis. And we're not worried about Tzorari because Lemikaradait Legabah. Therefore, in that case, it's not a Chashash. And therefore, even Shmuel will agree that she gets Mezainis from the Yavim, even though he's away. Toshima, Aisha Shahokhi Yabailam Dizyam. One story was both of them went away with this yom, and then she comes back, or Vasva Amrish comes back, Mace violence, says, my husband died. And Halacha is like we know from Mesechus of Amrish, she's now one to say, her husband died. And she's like, get remarried with that. So Halacha is, Ratzon Zainis. She wants, she could collect Zainis, because like every Amana has a right to collect Zainis. Ratzon Gerbik Zavas, if you want, she collect the Ksuba, that's the Halacha. And even though she's not Nemeli Amamanis, but like the Mishnah says in Masechta Yevamos, from the Sefer Ksuba we learn, it says, Likashtinasi la'achar, titli ma'ashakos lechi. Once you have a head to remarry, you let her get the Ksuba, so she gets the Ksuba. Less she says, Girshani, she walks and says, you know, I was away in Medina Siyam and I got divorced. The halacha is, there, she's not Neman. So Girshani, Bailey, my husband divorced me. The halacha is, you can't collect the Ksuba. Why not? Because you're not believed. So the halacha is that she could get Mezainis up to the shear of a Ksuba, because Manav Shach, if he's definitely alive, so if he didn't divorce her, so she gets Mezainis. If he divorced her, so she gets a Ksuba. So therefore, Misparnes is Velechas Akad Ksubasa. She takes Mezainis up to the Ksuba. So what do you see over here? That she collects Mezainis even though her husband is Dinas Yam. She's not believed to the Gerishin, and she collects Mezainis. So you see that not like Shmuel. It's a cast, not like Shmuel. So my answer is, we heard that he died. She walked in and said she got divorced before he died, but Edim say he died. And therefore, she collect now Mezainis. Freita Gemara, if he's dead, so then, let her collect Mezainis as long as she wants. Her husband's dead, and according to Shmuel, you like Mezainis. So my answer is, no, she herself said that she got divorced. So by saying that, she's saying she doesn't get Mezainis. That's why she doesn't get more than the Ksuba. So I can ask me, Frank Brashi, so collect the Ksuba now. It's Masmah, you can't collect the Ksuba. It says the Rotz HaZayin, Rotz HaKsuba by the Mace Bailey. Here the Masmah, she can't collect the Ksuba. Why can't let her get the whole Ksuba right now, one lump sum. Teretz is, Zog Rashi, that it's better for her, because she says, just in case he didn't die, so then, if I don't get my Ksuba, so I'll still be able to collect my Zayin and get my Ksuba after he comes back. That's what Rashi says. Frank to the Kasha, to me, that what Rashi is saying is that she's, the chesed is maybe the guy didn't die, and then she'll still be able to collect the ksuba again after, even though collect the mezainis. What do you mean? According to her, she got divorced. If she got divorced, you're not getting both things. What's going on? So the Masha on this Rashi talks about it, and the Masha says she knows the truth. She knows she's not really divorced. So she knows she's not really divorced. She knows the truth. And then in her head, she knows the truth. She's saying, maybe he didn't die, Taka. And therefore, it's worth it just to collect it this way. If he comes back, I'll be able to get both the ksuba and the mezainis. So we already have six rayas. All rayas were answered. Seventh raya, Tashma. Keitzad amru menes ein lemezainis. We had a mishnah a bunch of lot ago. A bunch of people don't get mezainis. We had a shnia, the mamenes is dafkufa and beis. Hamenes, hashnia, va'ailenes, ein lem ksuba, leperis, lemezainis, that's mishnah dafkufa and beis. And one of them were mamenes. My menes doesn't get mezainis. What's the case that a mamenes, which means a girl who's a ketana, who's married, her brother married her off, the halacha is she gets no mezainis. What does that mean? Hamenes, case of a menes ain't mezainis. Iat yachalema mashiyavas tachas vayla. It can't be while they're married. Shei bala chayav mezainisel. When someone's married, even if it's the arbanon, he's chayav mezainis. What does it mean? Mezainis. Ella means like this. Gan shahalach bayam this yom. Her husband went away to minas yam. Va'lov so she borrowed money va'achla and she ate. And she's planning collecting this back when he comes back to pay back the loan. Omda mina. Ma'isa, she didn't mean. Mina means she refused the marriage and now it's batel mafreya. So halacha is, she does not get mezainis. She can't collect mezainis anymore because since, like Rashi explains there, it was her fault that she annulled the marriage, she can't get the mezainis now. So taima the mina. The only reason why she can't collect the mezainis is because she didn't mean. Halay mina, the avina lach. The giver. So what are you going to say over here? L'chayra, you see over here that she collects mezainis. Obviously, he wasn't dead because she didn't mean at the end. But you see, and so it says, Shmuel can't say Shom by Shemes, she's alive. And he's alive. And the loch is, you collect mezainis. The loch is, they collect mezainis, the cash on Shmuel. So Amalach Shmuel, Hachel my nechashla. Such a case, what would you chayshu for? Even some tzrari, tzrari k'tan le'mat, because you don't give the k'tana tzrari. Even some ma'is da'a, k'tana le'safka, usually a k'tana is not enough, doesn't have enough, but see my stach is daif mazan saich. And therefore, it's not stavrot that we worry that maybe he made up such a deal. And even though we had a Gemara before, in the beginning of the blot, that the Tana Vesafka, but I guess that's not the normal case, not the derech. And therefore, it's not something you have to be choshesh for. You have to be choshesh for tzimai zan in a stam case, and therefore here, by a case of me, and therefore she was getting mezainis. Why? Because since she's a ketana, by a ketana, stama will be a case, even Shmuel will agree, you get mezainis. So at the end of the day, after all seven rayas, we still don't have a kasha on Shmuel, and now we have to declare, what's the halacha? Like Rav or like Shmuel? If someone goes to Medinas Yam, does the wife collect mezainis or not? May avala, what's the halacha of Maisa? Because Rav Dimi, Amma Maisa, both Rebbe, Beis Arim. There's a story that someone came from Rebbe, Beis Arim. Everyone remembers Rebbe, Beis Arim. He died in Beis Arim, what? He died in Beis Arim, right? That's not where he lived. He lived in really in Zipari. But, yeah. No, they didn't die in Beis Arim. No, they buried in Beis Arim. He lived in Beis Arim, and he died in Zipari, because Zipari was like the Schweiz. It was like Switzerland. It was very high up. So, but Beis Arim was his place. Okay. So, Ozer Dima Maisa Balfrei Rebbe Beis Arim, a pasuk l'mezainis, and he passing like a rab, they get mezainis. Balfrei Rebbe Shmuel, with Zipari, v'loi pasuk l'mezainis, and didn't give her mezainis. So, Rebbe Dima has a version here, that the like is Rebbe and Rebbe Shmuel. So, Toyib Rabbi Yechanan had a kasha, which means Toyib, literally means he was ma'ayin in this halacha. And he said, V'chimah ra'ar v'shmol shtav pasim zonis. What's Shana v'shmol shtav pasim zonis? It's a mishnah. Ha'lein nechlu v'kahanim g'dayel v'chanan. In our mishnah, v'kahanim g'dayel v'chanan only argue alein yishvua. Av mazoyni avinila. Amalei Rav Shem ba'abba, k'var tigam o rabbeinu shmua b'bavel k'shom v'shmeis. Shmua already answered that. It's not a kasha, Rabbi Shmuel. Shmua already answered. Don't want k'shom v'shmeis. You went such a big daich like that and say, our mishnah is talking about Shom Veshemes? That's one version of the story. Kiyosu Rav and Amma, the opposite. Ma'isa Bal Fei Rebbe Veisharim, Lei Pasuk Mezenis. Rebbe's woman did not give Mezenis like Shmuel. The Fei Rebbe Shmuel, but Tzipari Pasuk Mezenis, Fei Rebbe Shmuel gave her Mezenis. Amma Veyechon, Ma Rav Rebbe Shlei Pasuk Mezenis. Ta Loi Nechlu, Kanan Abbe Kanam Gehem Ali Yishvuel, and Gavashvuel, they argued, Avim Mezenis, Yavin Allah. He's explaining the Mishnah where our Mishnah's master, we get mezainis in a case where you heard he died, and by dying, even Shmuel agrees that she gets mezainis. Did you really say the Mishnah should be daich like that? On Kapanim, we didn't get the halacha l'maisa yet. What's the halacha l'maisa? Zok to Gemara, the halacha say the Rav. You pass a rab, or poiskim mezainis the eshes ish. You give mezainis the eshes ish. Once you mention Allah Kavas the Rav, I'm going to mention two other halachas where we pass can like a certain amount of Yama. In a regular case, regular marriage, Isha could tell her husband, you know, I'm making $150,000. You don't give him mizaynus, I'm not giving you my zedel. No problem. Let's make a deal. Don't give him mizaynus, I'll keep my mizaynus for myself. You're allowed to say that. Because since it's only takanos for her good, you're allowed to do that. That's Rav Huna's halacha, we pass like Rav Huna. This is a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, I think. There, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. How do you mani de kunya? Mani de kunya are a kli charis, something made out of earthenware that's covered with lead. It has a coating of lead. And the shaila is legabe chametz, legabe blias of chametz, legabe treif, legabe yayin esach. What's the halacha? Could these kelim be kashered or not? We know that Kli Cheres cannot be kashered. Why? Because once it gets to the walls of Kli Cheres, you can't take out the bleeders. The taste cannot be removed ever. Masha Inkin, metal, and lead is included in metal. There, you could do hagala. You could kasher it. So what's the halacha of mani dekuna? As a coating of lead. So Zot Gemara, it's the chiyuri v'uchmi shari. If it's white or black lead, then it's mutter, you could kasher it. Why? Because that lead, it gets balua into the lead, and you could kasher the lead. But mashaik in yeruke is asuri. If it's green lead, where that's mixed with it, alom has alom in it, and that makes it that it goes through it into the charas, so then already you can't kasher it. That's the halacha. I mean, pass like that. But loya maron, and even the ones that were saying is that it's fine, that let's say by the white and black, elo, the less book of tufni, it has no cracks. If the lead has cracks and it goes through it into the cheres, so then the halacha is, even by those, you won't be able to kasher it. But upon him, our Gemara is saying, we paskin like this Rav Zvid, that's how we paskin.